The other good draft pick, and I know he's not in the Buddy Franklin and Dangerfield ilk, but he was a fantastic player for Collingwood last year, coming third in their best and fairest in Jack Crisp, who I know you know a fair bit about. He's our guest tonight, Lee, and he joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Jack, and congratulations firstly on your performance last year, and you're pretty impressive on the weekend as well.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me. But so it was good first hit out last Friday night. The boys really enjoyed it, and honestly, probably weren't expecting to be a tight game as it was. Like, we weren't sure what was going to happen, but it worked out for the best.
And I know you considered whether or not you'd break your pre-match routine by coming under 3RW. Have you been able to take friends and catch up with it after the event?
What's that, sorry?
Have you been able to get away from Friends, your addictive TV show that you never miss?
Yeah. I've made some time for that.
Let's go back to the footy, Jack. Congratulations on your progression last year. It was a fantastic first year at Collingwood. Now, the position that you're playing, it seems to be, to me, a little bit of you will often take a direct opponent, but you'd be, I guess what I would term an offensive tagger, that you take an opponent, but you're still getting pretty the ball yourself. Tell me, is that kind of the evolution as seeing it from the outside? Is that what's largely the function in the team you're having?
Yeah, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. It was more of seeing a bit of a run with role, but in saying that, they didn't want to, me to shy away from my offensive game and just become a complete shutdown player, because they see a bit of value in what I can do, I guess. So that's probably where it came from. But it was a good opportunity to, firstly, it got me a go in the midfield, and then being able to play on the league's best players at the same time. It was a really good opportunity for me, and I really enjoyed it.
And I think what we're seeing around the competition, it's a hard role to play. A lot of clubs just haven't got anyone who can play that role. And we marvel, for instance, at Hawthorn, where Sam Mitchell doesn't get a direct opponent. When you played Collingwood last year, when you played Hawthorn, did you take Mitchell?
I did for most of it. I remember when he wasn't coming off half back, when he was an inside, he was the opponent I was to reference and play off.
Third in the best and fairest last season. You've set yourself a pretty big standard, Jack. Has Bucks talked to you about consistency, backing it up year after year?
It worked out to be a very good year for myself. But I've just set like little goals for myself, consistency. I've had a few chats with the coaches just saying, you did this and now you got to go again and take another step to further develop my game, which I'll be more than happy to, put my best foot forward to improve again from where I've come from, because there's always room for improvement, and I'm looking forward to taking the next step.
And when do you head up to Wagga?
I'll fly in tomorrow morning, I think, getting in about lunchtime.
I saw Ben Reid last week. He's not far away. Is he in the team?
No, not this week. Just still a bit sore, so we're managing him. And hopefully he should be right by next week, maybe.
Well, with a little bit of luck, he'll be able to get a NAB Challenge game under the belt, and he's going to be a pretty handy addition for you. Wish you well, Jack, for the rest of the season, and let's hope the Pies can push up and challenge for a spot in the eight.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jack Crisp, Collingwood midfielders.